This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Poetry Project, which started as a way to continue the legacy of the coffee house reading series that were a staple of the Lower East Side in the 1960s. The project, located at the historic St. Mark's Church in the Bowery, has become an important venue for poets and performers. And joining us now are Stacey Szymaszyk, the Poetry Project's executive director, along with Tracy Morris, a performer, singer, bandleader, actor, and multimedia performer, and Eileen Miles, who has produced over 20 volumes of poetry, fiction, nonfiction, plays, and performance pieces. I'm very pleased to welcome them all to our show. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Stacey, have you been?
Hey, Eileen.
Have you been celebrating the anniversary every year?
No, actually, we haven't been very celebratory about our anniversaries at all. So,
but yeah, a half century seem like a time to celebrate.
Indeed, yes.
How has the organization changed over those five decades?
Oh, well, we've definitely grown. I mean, I think the Poetry Project started as a small group of people looking for a permanent home at St. Mark's Church. And ever since has been building bridges in the community, nationally, even internationally. The Poetry Project is recognized and renowned in that way.
All of the people involved who created it, poets?
Yes, and more. I mean, it's very interdisciplinary, but yes, I would say that poets form the core.
Tracy and Eileen, and let's begin with you, Tracy. Mm-hmm. Many kids write poetry into their high school years and then stop. What kept you going?
Wow, that's a very intriguing question, and I'm going to restrain myself because I'm also a teacher of poetry mm-hmm. to not go into a lecture about that. I actually was a little different. I didn't start writing poetry seriously in high school. I came to poetry after working with a variety of literary forms, just trying to figure out what my voice was as a writer, and then I moved into poetry because I loved it the most, and it's the hardest.
Some people are more metaphoric than others.
I guess.
Yeah. What about you, Eileen?
I wrote poetry since I was a child. Poetry always seemed very similar to jokes. If you were funny, you were also doing something that was very much like being a poet. You know, it's kind of like stand-up. I think people write poetry well past high school. I mean, I was writing in college. Lots of people were. You know, I think many more people write poetry than we know. But I think poetry shame comes on, and I think part of that is the problem of capitalism. It's like the joke is always, if you tell somebody you're a poet, they just sort of, at least, you know, in earlier decades, they would kind of sneer, and the assumption was you had like a day job, whereas, say, a novelist could, you know, sell their book and get a house, or, you know, any other kind of writer. A journalist is an adult, is significant. So I think poetry kind of gets trashed by the very people who've practiced it, but gave it up because they just associated it with youthful feelings and, you know, an excess of time.
Go ahead. But don't most poets have to have a day job, often teaching, but because it's hard to make a living as a poet. In fact, I can't think of too many poets who could just live off of their work, their sales.
Yeah, but see, having a day job is not a tragedy. You know, I mean, like one of the, you know, like thinking about poetry. You know, it's always like, you know, how important is poetry to us? You know, and I'm just always asking, who is us? You know, you start with the room of people you have right now, and we're all poets. But I think that we're always handing what we do out into the world all the time. And part of the way you do that is by being in the world. So any poet who's so protected that they, you know, teach one class every 2 years or, you know, got a genius grant and they just can stay home and write, you know, may be amazing because they've been amazing for a while. But I just think that the struggle to make a living means you're an American, you're another schmuck trying to figure out how to make life work, and that's what poetry can be very much about, you know?
Tracy, you, as I said, are a performer, writer, bandleader, actor, multimedia performer. Do they all feed into each other?
Yeah, and the roots are from poetry. I think that's one of the reasons why it took me a while to get to poetry as my true love. I had to earn it. And I agree with some of the things that Eileen is is indicating in her comments, that poetry is in everyday life, as well as these like very pristine moments. And we see a variety of approaches to poetry, from the very avant-garde to the very metaphorical to the very conventional, that connects with people, as Stacy said, in the Poetry Project's marathon reading.
For many poets, poetry functions as a form of memoir or personal essay, but in a different form. You're nodding your head, Stacy.
I am. I feel like it's been a major area of exploration for my past three books, writing poetry as a personal form of personal memoir and poetic journalism, I guess. So just really like being a poet in the world, being a poet, working at the Poetry Project and making that a part of my material, so bringing the labor into it, because I am the director of the Poetry Project and a poet, I get to, you know, be one of those people whose day jobs is being a poet, in a sense.
Eileen, in your case, you've also written novels. Do they feed off of each other?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the thing is, the character in my novels is always a poet. You know, a few years ago when Roberto Bolaño was like, you know, like the most amazing thing anybody ever heard of, what he was doing was writing novels about poets. You know, I think it's so to me, it is a kind of anthropology, and it's sort of like, sometimes I think though the life I lead is just probably very much like the life you lead, but somehow the fact that it has this circus tent of poet over it is sort of fascinating. So for me, it's just like the project of writing novels is you know, it's just a total extension of the project of writing poems. I want people to see what my life is as a poet, as a female, as a queer, you know, as a person from whatever class background, whatever struggle in making money. Lately, the thing I'm working, I'm actually writing a screenplay based on Chelsea Girls, which is a novel about a poet. So I feel like it just, poetry has enormous extensions. Most of the time, people don't even know they're hearing poetry. You know, like one of the most famous poets, poems that you probably grew up with was the line, "Raid kills bugs dead." And that was written by a poet named Lou Welch, who was part of the San Francisco Renaissance, and he worked in advertising briefly. You know, I mean, like, we are, you know, we're everywhere. So it's just like, to be a poet, you can always do something else using exactly the skills.
You can find poetry in a lot of different places, even in raid ads. I'm speaking with Eileen Miles, Tracy Morris, and Stacy Samozik. It's the 50th anniversary of the Poetry Project. And when is the event?
The 43rd these events? Annual New Year's Day Marathon is January 1st, 3 o'clock.
So 3 o'clock, people go to St. Mark's on the Bowery, and it's going to be a long reading by these two poets and many others?
These two poets and many others. There's about 150 people, performers, dancers, poets, comedians.
For the casual reader, a lot of modern poetry is difficult to understand. Is there a point where you decided on the level of difficulty for your work?
I don't quite approach it in terms of difficulty. I think I want work to be a language event and to provide an experience to people who are reading it and coming to it, and kind of, I want it to be participatory. So I think about the language, the words I'm using, how I'm putting them on the page spatially.
The reason I ask is when I attended a screening of Jim Jarmusch's movie about a poetry writing bus driver in Paterson, New Jersey, the woman sitting next to me kind of snickered at the poems, and she whispered that they were too easy, not poetic enough for her taste.
Hmm.
Poetry can be a wide range of things, from very near prose to something so abstract that the words don't seem to even connect to each other.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Can I jump in? I just wanted to ask Leonard what he thought of the poems in the movie.
I thought that the poem about the matches was one of the most boring poems I've ever heard in my life. That was me personally, but I don't know.
Yeah, maybe Jim Jarmusch didn't pick so well. But sorry to interrupt you.
No, the poems were written to reflect a bus driver's sensibility. So I think that he was not meant to be some avant-garde poet, but that's a whole other issue. You were going to say, say something, Tracy?
Well, I just think that there's a range in, of the way that people approach poetry, and I think one of the things that we can appreciate about the longevity of the Poetry Project and the New Year's Marathon and its longevity as an institution is that it is promoting an extraordinary range, as well as poetry interacting with other art forms. I'll be performing with an extraordinary musician named Jerome Harris, one of the top performers and go-to guys in New York I've had the pleasure of knowing for a long time.
And poetry and music have been linked together for a long time. Poetry and jazz used to be a major part of the New York cultural scene.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so you see that kind of range during the Poetry Project Marathon as it goes on into the evening. So this kind of, I think that people are often socialized to think that poetry can only be in these very small pockets, depending, and they can decide what those pockets are. But it's an extraordinary range that has applications in a lot of parts of life, including experimental to a bus driver. It's the whole range of human experiences.
Quite a bit is written about how prose has changed in the age of the computer. Do you write your poetry on computers, or are you still writing it out longhand, typing it?
Well, I feel, I don't know how you guys feel, but different media affects the way that I write poems. So when I write longhand, and I have horrible handwriting, it affects the type of poetry I write. When I write on a computer, depending on the size, if I'm typing something out on an iPad, it's different than when I'm writing on a larger computer, a desktop. I'm very sensitive to the environment of poetry. And some of my poems are not written down at all. They're sound-based. So the atmosphere that I'm around affects those kinds of poems.
Eileen?
I like writing by hand. I mean, once in a while I write on the computer and I feel like it's a high-risk performance because the thing is anything can happen when you write on a computer, including your own impulse to start editing right away, which is kind of a mistake. But to write by hand, it just, it leaves you in the room, leaves you connected to your body. It you know, like I use my favorite pen, which is a kind of a G210. You know, it's just like we all have like paper that we like to, it's sexy. I mean, it's just like the pleasure of poetry to me is so often the materials, you know, and once, you know, and I feel like when I tweet sometimes, I think I'm, that was a line of a poem, you know, does it live in a poem or not? I don't know, but I feel like we have all this new, all these new avenues.
And a lot of tweeting and texting does look like poetry at times. What about you, Stacey? Beyond whether you write on a computer, you got to tell us a bit more about the event, whether it's sold out, whether people can get tickets.
I do write on a computer. Arrive. And I also use a notebook. So I would say I'm going back and forth.
Moleskin
between
sort of changed the history of writing.
I don't use a Moleskin, but yes, I am obsessed with notebooks, and I have, you know, many blank ones waiting for me to fill up. But yeah, the event, it's the Poetry Project's major fundraiser. It's kind of our gala, and brilliantly founded by Anne Waldman 43 years ago as a fundraiser. So it's the way that we are able to pay poets for their work throughout the year. So everything that we raise.
And it goes on for a very long time. So can people show up at any time?
People can show up at any time. They can come and go. They get their hand stamp. It's $25 at the door. There's a food court. There's a pop-up bookstore. So these are able to happen through the generosity of donors. Small press donors give us books to sell. And local businesses, restaurants like Veselka, Two Boots, donate food. So people can come, read, eat, literally stay all day. And it usually ends about 2 in the morning.
One of the things I really love about it that's a little bit off of Stacey's responsibilities, it's like poets and musicians and artists just hanging out. Like, there's people you know you're not going to see the whole year, but you catch up with at the Poetry Project Marathon. And it's like old home week. And
it's a
and
ritual.
You also, it is. And you have to, for many of us, we have to be there just to make sure that we touch bases with people once a year because a lot of us are running around.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So the green room, the thing that's so cool, the place where we get food and snacks, the green room is open to the public. And so you have access to the people who are performing, and they have access to each other. But, you know, the thing I want to say about the benefit this year, which is so important and kind of coincidental, is that the thing that poetry is really good at, the thing that the Poetry Project is better at than any other poetry institution in North America, I'll say, and possibly the world, is that when an event happens, people know to go there and speak and dance and open their mouths. Like, we're in an amazing political moment right now. Nobody knows what to do with the transition we're standing in. And I have to say, poetry's power is that it does know what to do. You know, like, we know how to come together. We know how to assemble an event and an evening that'll reckon with what people are feeling. So I feel like if people don't know what to do through the holidays this year, or what to do after whatever they did on New Year's Eve, they should just show up for a few hours at the Poetry Project and feel something. Because I think, you know, we all have that problem of collectively, how do we sustain the total weirdness of our public
moment? It's in a wonderful venue, the St. Mark's Church on the Bowery. Mm-hmm. My great thanks to the three of you for being here. Stacy Samazic, who is the director of the Poetry Project. Tracy Morris, Eileen Miles, who will be among the poets reading. It's been a pleasure having you here. I'm sorry we didn't have time to have you read a bit.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
It was cool.